Hola.
Hola, familia,
Hi. Gosh, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
I am. I'm washing my hands. Went in the other room to wash my hands. So I'm not in a tunnel anymore.
Okay.
He's not on yet. I wonder if he's gonna, if they've had bad weather over there. Okay, here, buddy. Here's biscuit. Okay, buddy, here's your biscuit. Okay, Sister Sue, here's your biscuit. You see it? There it is, right there. There's your biscuit. Can we chop it up? Eat your biscuit. No, Jacob, you can't have a biscuit. No. Hello?
Hello, Ian, come on.
Okay.
Did he come on last night?
No.
Okay, I couldn't stay awake, so I wasn't sure. And I don't have the recordings set on the new computer yet. I'm going to have to look up the address and bookmark it again because I don't have it on the new one.
It said all circuits were busy. And I never could get through. It was a busy signal. And the last time I tried, it said all circuits were busy. So I figured
it could well be the weather. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't look, but they're supposed to have a cool front.
Mm-hmm.
So no telling.
Well, it's just 9 minutes, so we wait a little bit longer. I mailed you the Hebrew notes. Did you get them yet?
Okay. No, not yet. I'll be looking for them.
Okay, probably tomorrow. So.
Okay.
I mailed them yesterday. But our mail didn't come till 7:30 at night, so they didn't get picked up, you know. So.
Okie dokie. I got a knot on my arm. I don't know how I got it, but looks like I bruised it. I must have had one of those fights in my sleep.
Yeah, well, if you like me, I'm always bumping into a doorknob or something. They're all about the same spot. No.
Yeah, I do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Did Judy tell you that we had one of the windows at the synagogue broke?
No.
Well, somebody threw a rock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It was a small window. Thank God it wasn't one of the stained glass ones, but it was one of the small windows, and they broke. So.
The Roundhouse is going to do something, ladies in Tubishvat, I've just read it. I think from 12 o'clock to 1:30.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday. So we won't have usual, you know, usually we have an hour break, you know, between Torah study and class. So y'all might want to come to that. You're going to do some kind of art project.
Well, is Rabbi going to be there on Saturday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is Chris or George or Rabbi going to do a service at 10?
Yeah. Usually they start it. And they're using the new prayer book.
Oh, you mean the Mishkan Tefillah?
Mm-hmm.
Not Mishkan, whatever it is. I can't remember.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. We thought maybe it was the weather.
You're talking about the weather?
Yes.
Yeah, did you have bad weather last night?
Uh-huh.
Because I tried to get on several times, and it said all circuits were busy.
You got to stop living in a smaller town.
Well, what can I say?
You can say hello.
Hello.
You know I'm kidding with you, Brandy.
Oh, no. Look, I live with three boys. There's not much that gets to me.
I hear you. So we're starting a new section tonight.
good.
Section 56. And we're starting with verse 288. L'shem yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'akta shem yudhe bavavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu karenei aleinu ma'asei adenu karenehu. K1-1-2 Ve'itabaku ve'ilana Gusharya be'ya mota letata Makiti ve'ishme'u et kol Hashem Elokim Mitchalech pagan mechalech em ketiv Kanela mutzalech Tachatze adlan chata Adam hawasalek Bekaim bechachma Din hiru ila'a Bela hawa mitparesh Meilana dechaye Kewan deaske Teuta leminda Ulnachata letata It meshach avat raihu Ad it perash meilana Bechaye viyada Ravishavak tov alda Ketiv kilo el chafetz Resha ata Lo yagurcha Raman de it meshach Batard ra let lea Ira imilana de chaye. And because they sinned and attached themselves to the tree where death dwells below, it is written, and they heard the voice of Hashem Elohim walking. The Hebrew word is mitchalech, in the garden. Note that the word is not mihalech, walking, which would indicate the male gender, but mitchalech, which indicates the female gender. For the additional letter Tav indicates the feminine gender. Come and behold, before he sinned, Adam was continually ascending to higher levels, had access to celestial wisdom, and was never disconnected from the tree of life. But he was drawn after the lights and parted from the tree of life, descending and drawing down light from above, because of his increasing desire for knowledge. He discovered evil and left good. Thus it is written, for you are not El that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with you, because he who is drawn after evil has no dwelling with the tree of life. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's saying that before he sinned, Adam was gaining access to celestial wisdom. But then after he sinned, because I think the word said walking, and it wasn't in the masculine form, it was in the feminine form, meant he moved from right column to left column.
Well, that's nice.
And I guess that's what I see in it anyway. Mainly because the feminine being on the left side, but the left side of the negative system.
Well, actually, Because it's one tree, you get confused when you say the left side of the negative system. Because it's one tree, you have the right column, which has two aspects. You have the right of right, or actually three aspects, but typically right of right, left of right, and center of right. And then you have the left column, where you have right of left, left of left, and center of left. So it's the left of left that is the negative, that is considered evil.
Well, I think we had already said evil is still part of good, so it's hard to know how to word it, you know.
No, with Kabbalah, the wording is exact, and that's why we need to transition from our everyday language to, even though it's still in English, to transition to a clear definition.
Well, I have a question. If Adam was ascending to greater heights and knowledge, was not Eve ascending too, since she was a part of him?
Well, you have to look at the Hebrew word. If it is Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, Sofit, then it is both the two of them. But it depends, and it looks like it's, let me see. I see one Adam, but it's in a part of the phrase, it's talking about the sin. The word that's being used is Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, Sofit. So it indicates both of them. So they're both ascending. They're both learning more. And then it says he learned about evil. And then he was drawn after the evil. He discovered evil and left good. Now, the question that really needs to be asked is, why would he leave good to go to evil? When we understand that evil is a desire for, it's selfishness, it's the desire to receive for oneself alone. Why would he move to follow evil, to become involved with evil? And I read an essay by Rabbi Ashlag, which we haven't covered in our classes, and I'm not sure it's actually on the website that I use, but it's an essay by Rabbi Ashlag in which he indicates that Adam really didn't have free will, that he had to follow evil. But on another level, Adam really knew that we needed to make correction. That he knew that by making correction, we would all return to the endless. And so he was attracted to evil in order, his consciousness was doing good. His consciousness was to achieve the correction so that we would not have to go through this process of pain and suffering. And that's why he left good and followed evil.
Well, they also say because of his increasing desire for knowledge, and the serpent had talked and beguiled them with his words, oh, you're not going to really die, you know, or something to that effect. And
the
curiosity of man could have caused him, you don't think it could have had an influence on his desire to want to know that side of...
You have to imagine, since he's receiving energy through his skin, that energy is touching. And we know with our own sense of touch, we can touch something and truly feel in our fingertips when we're touching it that it's really not good. It's slimy, it's oily, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can touch something and know that it's really wonderful. It's got a wonderful scent to it as we touch it. So at his level of consciousness, he would know if he was touching something that was wrong for him. And that's why the whole idea of... of following evil in order to achieve the correction, at his level of consciousness, he would know that what was good and what wasn't good. And he would never disbelieve Hashem. God told him, if you eat from the tree, you're going to die. So the Nahash, the snake, was beguiling Eve, not Adam. Eve had this idea that, the snake pushed her into the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and she didn't die. She touched it. And she had the idea, either from Adam or from within herself, that if you touched it, you would die. But Adam, first off, Adam left her alone while he went to learn, because he was the external aspect. So he went after the wisdom to get more and more greater knowledge. So it's at this level, it's kind of hard to understand why he would go after evil.
I just remember what keeps coming in my head is this picture of when one of my grandchildren, who's now almost 30, when he was, between a year and 18, for sure he could walk. And the minute he would come in to... through the back door, which was an entrance to my kitchen. And in that particular house, I had an electric stove, but the buttons were on the front of the cabinet, the lower cabinet, not on the stove itself or above. And they were different colors. And that was the first thing he would go to. He'd come through the door, and it was like he was just waiting to punch those buttons. And I would tell him it was hot, don't touch, dangerous, Okay, a couple of times I kind of had to spank his bottom, a little tap and no, And then I would see he would remember the next time he came what I had said, because he would look to see if I was looking. And if I wasn't around, he would go punch him and then he'd run. And it makes me think, that, maybe the same kind of thing, Adam. They were both young, and, you tell a young person, don't do that. And what are they going to do? They're going to do it.
Well,
and,
you are touching on a very real human trait, because we're told by the sages that we do. It's harder for us to follow the mitzvot, the do not do's. It's harder for us to not do them than it was for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the reason being, the reason the sages give, is they were never told not to do it. They just knew what was the right thing to do.
Okay.
But we were given the Torah. And therefore, it's a human trait. If somebody tells you don't do something, it's a human trait that you're going to go try and do it. It's harder to not do something that someone tells you don't do than it is if nobody says anything to you. And that's one of the parenting rules that the Kabbalah recommends, that you limit what you tell a small child. Yes, you protect them from getting burned and so forth, but you basically almost, you're told never to say no to a small child. Because it, when you say no, it's the child's definitely going to go do that. And also, when you say no, you're creating a limitation on the child's growth of their desire, which is what children are there, you know, there to do, is to grow bigger vessels. But the real question is, why would Adam think that he could defeat or make the correction for everyone? Why would he think that? It seems a little bit of chutzpahdik, a little bit of flagrant, you know, ego. So these are questions that all of the sages over the centuries have asked and pondered and wondered, and they've each gotten various answers, and they've written about it in their writings. But each one of us has to really kind of ponder that question. Why would Adam follow evil and leave good at that spiritual level? In our level, we follow evil sometimes, God forbid, but we follow it out of a desire for the self alone. But Adam didn't have that desire at that moment. He only had the desire to share.
Well, it's kind of like now. Why do we as a people believe a lie before we would believe a truth?
Well, the answer to that is because you want the lie to be true. And so you prefer to believe the lie because that's really what you want. But if you're stepping back from it and not and disassociating yourself with this, with your real desires, but only look for truth, you'll never follow a lie. You'll see through it. But as we, you know, as we know, the world seems to be, you know, developing this taste for fake news as if it's true, because that's what we think is supposed to happen. That's why we believe fake news.
I agree with you.
But always remember the one aspect. Right here in this verse, we're being told the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I've heard that.
All of the pain and suffering of the world comes from Adam leaving good and this following evil. And he did so with good intentions, because he had no evil intentions yet. It's a lot to contemplate.
It is.
Let's see if we can read one more verse. 289. Ahmeta ila'a Bekaime bekiyuma Bezihara ila'a Bealdechale kewan Bechetu afilu Kala diltata Lahwe achlim Lemekam beya. But as long as they did not sin, they could hear the divine voice, partake of supernal wisdom, exist within the Malkin of the holy radiance, and have no fear. But once they sinned, they could no longer withstand it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think that's because they moved. They were no longer in right column.
Remember what we read last week. Adam went, went down to Malchut. So it's not that he was no longer right column, but he was no longer in Zeranpin. He was now in the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
Within the physical world, when it was disconnected from Zeranpin, when it was disconnected from the light, so he had no real connection to Hashem.
Okay, well, but I thought this verse he hadn't gotten down that far yet. I thought he was on his way down. I thought it was repeating.
Well, in a sense, it is repeating, but it's mm-hmm. giving us a different perspective. And so I'm not saying you're wrong with moving away from the column. I'm just giving you a different way of seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read this verse in this translation, but once they sinned, they could no longer withstand it. What is it?
The light.
Evil? Light? What is it? It's not clear to me.
It sounds like to me that their vessel was diminished in some way, and because sometimes good is good is good is good, and if it's too good, you just kind of want to move away. It's more than you can stand. So it could have been the goodness and the light that was around them to start off with. They couldn't stand all of that.
Well, if they were used to hearing the voice of God and now they can't stand it, it was like the people at Mount Sinai.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
When they heard the first commandment and then they couldn't stand it.
Right.
Because they were no longer in the same place, consciousness-wise. And physical, too, because now they're down to Malchut.
And as I'm rereading this, I realize that you're both right, that the it refers to the holy radiance. Because as long as they did not sin, they could hear the divine voice, and they could mm-hmm. connect to the supernal wisdom, and they could exist within the Mohin, the upper three Sephirot of the holy radiance, and they would have no fear. And the lack of fear is what leads people to sin. But once they sinned, they made the mistake, they could no longer withstand it, me being the holy radiance.
Is that a wake-up call for us when we feel like we can't hear Hashem's voice?
Yes.
The same has happened to us. And in other words, we've moved out and need to get back in to the moment.
Exactly. If you take a quick scan of the English on 290, you're going to, it's talking about what happened at Mount Sinai and how it relates to the repetition, because what happened to Adam and Eve happened to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, and what happened to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai is following exactly what happened to each one of the patriarchs, and what happens to each one of the patriarchs and what happened at Mount Sinai is happening to each of us in our lives. We don't consider it this way. We don't perceive it from that perspective. But we'll discuss that more tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, that'll be next week, right?
Yes.
Today's Wednesday, yeah. Okay.
Yes. And tonight's 7 o'clock class is questions and answers. So hopefully somebody will bring a question.
Well, I have an experience that I'd like to ask about, if that's okay, if I'm able to get on.
Absolutely, assuming you don't mind it being recorded.
No. It was basically last Sunday I kept thinking of someone and thinking I should ask them to come over and have some soup. I had made a lentil soup, and Tony doesn't care for it, so I had quite a bit. And I had company that came for, you know, for birthday visit. And that person kept coming to my mind that I should pick up the phone and call her and tell her to come have some soup. And I just didn't feel like it. One thing, I was tired after the company left, and just other things too. And then yesterday I found out that person fell in her yard, busted her nose, broke her shoulder, had to crawl back to the house, call an ambulance, and spent the night in the hospital. And it made me think that I probably could have saved her from that had I listened to that voice. But I was tired. I didn't feel like having someone else come over. And I just wondered. So that's kind of what I'd like to ask. I'll just get your feelings about, you know.
I will... I have an answer that I actually read a story today that will apply to that question. So let's bring it up at 7 o'clock, which is West Coast, 9 o'clock your time.
Well, y'all were in the same zone.
Say again?
You and Hannah were in the same zone. If she had the question... And you read a story that applies. Y'all were in the same zone.
Well, when I pondered it, I thought I wasn't paying attention to what I knew. Your thoughts either come from Hashem or from the other side. And even if I was tired, I should have realized that was a good thing to do. It was a mitzvah to invite her over. She's a widow. And, I mean, we do try to do everything we can for her. And, but anyway, it was another time you knew the truth. It just didn't I always call it Satan in another, the Satan in another suit of clothes, and you don't recognize it. And you get fooled again. And just a simple Kabbalah truth of it, of your thoughts come from one or two places, and I didn't heed to it. So it's another learning lesson, but it also saddened me too that I didn't do what I should have done.
Well, that sad feeling. Well, let's talk about it at seven.
Well, it's because I feel her pain, because, you know, a year ago when I fell and cracked my knee and my elbow.
Yeah, I understand why
I will feel her pain. So, okay, well,
let's talk about it at seven.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you for today. Bye, Brandy. Glad you're feeling better.
Bye. Thank you.
You take care, Brandy, and thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you at 7.
Bye-bye.
Bye.